This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, good morning. This is the Gareth Cliff Show. I'm Sia Sangweni. It's the 30th of August, the last working day of the month. And this is CliffCentral.com. The crew, band, the ensemble,
spring,
the amazing people
are here. Spring is upon us. Very exciting.
Spring has sprung about.
The Spring Collection.
Yes.
Is that what we call it?
Yes.
What is the Spring Collection? Is that an official term?
When they go on the ramp and they show the Spring Collection.
Oh.
And they don't eat that day.
Sia, you of all people.
Oh, mind hey? You, they don't eat that week. Hey?
No, well, they eat toilet paper to keep full.
Mill per mouth.
No, yeah. A block of ice, a block of cheese, that's basically what
and
they some, eat.
And a lot of sit-ups and push-ups.
Oh, that's it. Okay, well, the whole gang is here this morning.
Oh, and the breath they probably got. Oh, it's terrible.
Needs no introduction. Good morning, Damon.
Anorexic, bad breath people. Can't relate. Good morning. Shalom, shalom.
You can't discriminate, Damon.
Where is
it?
It's the new world.
There's a word for it. It's
go
not,
ahead.
Not a fascist, I'm a squitzist.
Sizist?
Yeah, no,
skinniest?
No. You're right. I accept that criticism.
Where are you going with it? You've lost me.
No. I was looking for the expression.
Uh-huh.
People say you're an ageist. People say you're a fattest. But what do you do if you criticize skinny people?
Yeah, you're a...
body shamer, Damon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Google.
That also sounds...
And I shouldn't do that because I'm not exactly, I'm not exactly in shape.
Yeah, well,
Leanne, can you describe him?
Describe Damon?
Yeah, like his shape.
Well, it's like me, but a bit bigger.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, sounds
exactly.
About right.
No, every day is a battle. Every day is a battle to stay away from the food and look after yourself.
Well, Damon is here, Leanne is here, Gugu's here as well, and I'm here, and we'll be with you until 8 o'clock this morning. But just quickly...
And Gareth's in Europe, hey?
Gareth is...
Europe.
Is really living his best life right now.
Oh, so it's actually a holiday, I heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
He sounded so excited yesterday.
He's on an amazing... cruise ship, not like the ones that we've been on, Damon.
Oh, all those drunk people from Boxburg.
Yeah, where I got into the lift in the morning, and you could tell what cocktails were on special the night before because of the vomit in the lift.
Oh, are they going on a fancy cruise?
Very fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Where they'll be stopping off at different
ports.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Naples.
But this is how you know, like, they're really living their best lives, because Gareth was still answering emails while on the flight. So he had, like, in-house Wi-Fi, and he was still, like, giving us instructions, attending to work. I was like, dude, this is your time to relax. You should
be
sitting down and doing nothing at this point.
Wow. Wow, jealous down.
Jealous down, Damon.
Jealous down.
But sure. Damon, you're here with us, so at least we feel a little
closer. No, it's lovely. Thank you.
What a lovely surprise, Damon.
Did nobody tell you?
No, no one told me.
Oh.
I was not informed.
Mm. We knew you'd love it so much. That's why.
Yeah, Sia, you carry on smiling.
Sia, I don't mean to be critical.
Speak to you later.
I don't mean to be critical, but what's with the last minute notification?
No, we were...
You WhatsApped me like at 5 p.m. yesterday.
Well, we realized you're the one who once opened that door. You said, like, yeah, just let me know whenever. And we thought, yeah.
No, that's true. I'm just curious. Mm. You know, and I'm like desperate, like a WhatsApp, like I respond straight away.
Don't say that.
I don't do that casual wait a bit. Blue tick.
Let them hang.
Well, I
just straight away.
I wouldn't often say I'm very millennial in my behavior, but I've been called out. You're the second person to call me out in a while then. Because Leanne was also called me out the other day about it. She says, what do you say? I'm going to paraphrase. You said, like, I give you anxiety. When I respond, then I, like, go offline
for an hour. Disappears. We're having a lovely conversation. And then I'll ask a question and he disappears. And I'm like, oh, my word, I've offended him. I have to look up my gay handbook, my black handbook.
Does he blue tick you?
I'm like, no, not even. Like, he just goes away.
Well, he doesn't have the notification thing on.
No, I don't have blue tick.
Yeah, so, I hate that. Why? Why did you do that?
Long story short, a lot of people, external people, also contact me on WhatsApp for work. Yeah. And, you know, nowadays people
don't
have boundaries.
In other words, I'm so popular.
Yeah. No, I want to ignore them in peace.
Oh, can you cancel that blue tick thing?
Yes. You can cancel the blue tick red receipts. You can also cancel the last seen notifications
I must look at that. I must be more mysterious, have more mystique about me.
Well, it's not even that highfalutin in my case. I just don't like that some people feel like they can hold you to like, oh my gosh, well, you're online and you haven't responded. Why not? It's like, no, calm down. Okay. I'll get you when I want to get to you. And that's it.
Okay, I must look into
famous
that.
People and shit. I don't know.
I must look into that. What other changes are there that I should know about, like with all this?
Oof, they want so many.
Is there lots of stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The special what?
No, like all the social media different stuff. Like,
let's just see what you do know. You do know the aubergine emoji, right?
No, what is the aubergine?
Oh my god.
Yes.
What does it mean?
No, Damon, you must know that.
How embarrassing.
Don't you know
what
that?
Does it mean?
Well, it means a penis.
Penis?
A penis.
I didn't know that.
If someone sends you an eggplant emoji, they don't want to make salad with you. They want to give you the dick.
What is it, a sexual come on? Or
yes.
Is it, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You see, this is. I started low. I put my standards really low.
Oh. Because I just.
And this is where we're at.
Really? Okay, I didn't even know that.
Never accept that, Damon, otherwise you'll end up taking it.
I'm still getting used to this brown thumbs up that black people are doing now, which I quite like. But that's old already.
You're only getting used to it. What? Now?
Well, I don't know a lot of black people, so it doesn't happen to me very often.
Can we just talk about that for a moment?
It's very nice when they do
talk
it.
About that, yeah.
Because... Because all right.
I don't know where the show is going this morning, but yes, Leanne.
Oh, are we on?
They started off all yellow, right?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we were all yellow. We were one united colors of Benetton. We were one world.
World and union holding hands.
Then they brought out all the shades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, how is it that black people have changed theirs to the black one, which I'm 100% on board with? It's like finally they've got crayons that don't say skin color, that are peach.
Yes.
Right? It's very exciting. But how come I feel awkward making mine white?
Do you?
Yeah.
But white.
So I keep it yellow.
It's default, though, isn't it?
No, yellow.
As a yellow.
Chinese, apparently.
Well, it looks the same to me. White, yellow.
I think that's a question you need to ask yourself. Yeah, why do you feel awkward?
I have been asking myself, and now I put it out to the blacks.
We are the king of all blacks, so we can't really say. But I love playing around with that spectrum. Yeah, sometimes I go like, think I should go really, really like dark, dark brown.
Like Nigerian or Congo black.
Sometimes I feel like a Chocochino somewhere in the middle. Oh yeah, I always play around with them.
I must look into that because I've never personally sent it myself, so I must actually look into that.
So hold on, Damon. Do you know what it means now when someone sends you a thumbs up?
Yeah, no, obviously it means yes, okay, cool, thank you.
You can't say obviously after not knowing what the aubergine thing is.
And no, that's been going on for years.
There's a thumbs up is quite generic before all this technology.
Yeah. So are erections. Very generic.
Yeah, but there's never been an aubergine penis correlation before all of this technology. There's never been.
You thought it was melanzane all along.
Do you know what a peach means?
I'm guessing vagina, but I'm just guessing.
That means a big ass. If someone sends you a peach, that means a big like ass.
But what are they trying to say? Look
I want
at my
some peach.
He has a big ass.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
But in context, yeah.
What's the context?
Depends. It could be, hey, do you want to come over and hit the peach?
Oh, so it's a come on. It is a sexual come on.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
I send a guy a peach, showing him my ass, and then he responds with the aubergine.
I had no idea.
I feel like I'm opening a whole new world to you. Maybe you would have been better off not knowing.
Wow.
I don't know if you use it now, Damon.
I feel so I'm basically like very out of it. I'm not hip and trendy.
Extremely out of it, Damon.
Wow.
Use it with your wife today.
Wow.
See, that's
I will, because we often send messages. She could be on that in this. We could be in the same house and we send messages.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just for fun. Yeah.
Do you sext?
No. I'm actually in a bad mood. But I you know what she did this morning.
What did she do?
She woke up at 1:10 in the morning. Luck just woke up. She decides to wake me up as well, to talk and play with the dog. You know, I only fell asleep again at about 2:30 because I was so angry.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, I'm gonna be in a bad mood when I come in this morning.
Mm.
And luckily, I'm not. I'm actually in a good mood.
Good.
What a relief.
We're such nice people.
No, you're right. I shouldn't have even have shared that.
Right. But I feel closer.
But it's just an interesting anecdote.
I feel closer to you.
It also reminds me of someone who WhatsApped us last week saying to Gareth, I don't understand why you're still single.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, I don't understand how you're married.
Yeah, that's not a rule. You don't have to. It's, please. It's a silly thing to say.
It's
I agree.
Very
with
silly.
You.
Yeah.
It's so, I agree with you.
It's like silly. So yeah. 1990.
It's like, I can't believe you. I can't believe you're straight. Or I can't believe you're gay. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, well, Leanne, I'm actually surprised you're in a good mood right now.
Oh, I arrived here today. I drove here today on the smell of an oil rag.
Oh.
Really?
Ooh.
Well, let me just
stressful, hey?
Let me play the message I got from Leanne. That's why I'm asking this. This is what I get this morning.
Hi. Estimated time of arrival.
ETA.
Will be 6 minutes past. Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Smelly rag.
At petrol stations, which actually began last night when I was trying to fill up. We'll explain.
Oh, it's
fine. Without me.
So now you must explain.
Yeah, firstly, that was very official.
Smelly rag, smelly rag. Why are you doing this?
Oh no, is this an 80s reference?
Yeah, it's a Friends reference.
It's a Friends reference. Smelly cats. You don't know Smelly Cat? Can't believe you
don't know. Damon's trying to get back at you.
No, you know what I'm doing now?
Aubergine. Yes.
No, but the thing is, I've got the Netflix. And I'm sitting and I'm watching all the Friends. I've started watching
but
from
also,
the beginning.
That's good stuff because that's what millennials are doing now.
Oh, there you go. I'm in. So I've been watching. I've been watching from the beginning, and I realize I've seen this one. I've seen this one.
The Phoebe song.
Oh my God!
You didn't miss any in those.
I've
days.
Seen every. I'm episode 10, season 2, and I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
How about that?
With a little song called Smelly Cat. Oh, for those of you who are wondering, this is my real voice. Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody! Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Monica!
They won't take you to the vet.
Chandler!
Obviously not their favorite pet.
Joey!
But
may not be.
This show has really.
Oh,
sorry.
Ross, those are the only lines we have. Sorry. Okay. Back to the chorus, everybody. Smelly cat. Smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
Smelly cat. Smelly cat.
It's not your fault.
A smelly cat.
I'm better off not knowing that.
But it's amazing how it's really stood the test of time.
Well, not according to some millennials who are now starting to rewatch it, and they point out all of these things like, oh my gosh, how did they let that be? Yeah, that's it.
How dare they?
That's a topic of a whole other topic.
I think we moved on too quickly, and you were still telling us, man. I want to hear the story.
Google, thank you for
being here.
Oh, smelly rag, sorry.
Yes, Simon, wait, we've got to hear about this. The situation.
Guys, this is the thing with Damon. I tried to warn you.
You did. I didn't
listen. That's why we kept it a surprise then.
I'm exhausted.
There you go.
I feel the love in this room this morning.
Yeah, so last night, I'd go and fill up petrol like a good little girl, and they leave me hanging for 20 minutes with the pump hanging from my car. No, sorry, the computer's just not turning on. I've already been into the garage, bought stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was there for 20 minutes. Eventually, I said, dudes, I'm out of here. Thought that I would go this morning, go to the petrol station. No, our pumps are empty. So eventually, I just came here with literally no petrol in my... Why do you look so confused, Zia? That was a very...
He's
explanatory
got questions,
story.
Sure.
No, I thought they were keeping you waiting after you filled up. Okay. That's where I needed the clarification.
No,
okay.
There was no juicing from the pump.
So the pumps were empty.
What I got from the story is I never leave my car alone. I never let them.
To go that low.
No.
To
go into the shop. I'm paranoid. I'm worried something will happen.
But did you know you can lock it?
Oh. Yeah, you can, I suppose.
But then
all the guy has access to is a tiny hole in your car. He's not going to start it from that tiny hole.
He could take advantage of my car.
What?
But that's something
by
else.
By humping the boot. Dry humping
the
boot.
A lot of, you know, there's a lot of frustrated petrol attendants out there.
And what would happen?
Okay, that's right.
That's a convenience of a convenience store, though. You stop, you fill up,
sometimes,
you go and find, you get some
sometimes
groceries.
Sometimes things... neuroses are irrational. And that's an irrational neuroses. How's that?
Yes.
Huh?
Well, I just remember...
You keep justifying it to yourself, Damon.
No. When I say it's irrational, that's acknowledging that I'm not justified. I'm unjust.
See, it just recoiled.
It's an unjustified neurosis.
When you coughed.
No, but I turned away.
But it's more about how
you missed my. You came a bit late. You missed my burp earlier.
Well, the burp also came after a very heavy blow of the nose.
Yeah, but I did that in Gareth's office.
But
I went into Gareth's office.
But the thing is, we could hear it from here, David.
No, I've got a neighbor across the road from me that has reported that he hears me blow my nose
across
in the mornings.
Across the road.
Across the road.
I'm so glad someone else gets to report you now.
So he says he can hear me.
You live in a standalone house.
Standalone house.
With a front yard.
Yes, well, it's a driveway.
A driveway / front yard.
Plus the gate, plus... But it is it's a fence, it's not a wall.
Sure.
In my defense.
Okay. Fence.
Oh, fence. Oh.
Road. And then their gate.
He's got a wall and a gate.
And then their house.
And he could hear me. How about that?
See, why are you surprised?
He can
or
hear me.
Or is it just because I've been working with Damon for a decade?
But it's worse lately. I've had this schnotty blocked nose now for almost 2 months. It's not going away.
Oh yeah, and let's talk about that. That's interesting.
It must be.
What's your earwax like?
It must be medication I'm on. Because I'd recently went on warfarin because I had clots in my lungs. It must be the warfarin, the blood thinners. There you go. I've just diagnosed myself. How about that?
I'm not being belittling here, but I'm asking genuinely. When last did you feel like I'm in great shape or I'm in great health or I feel good about my body right now?
That's a very good question. 2007.
Wow.
Going into 2008. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
Mm.
Shame, Damon.
Mine was matric.
When you were nil per mouth.
Where I literally ate a chocolate a day so that I didn't lose weight, so that my matric dance dress still fitted.
Oh, wow.
And I weighed 48 kilograms.
Really?
And you got into the dress?
Yeah.
And how was the actual dance? Was it worth it?
No. Okay. No. Well, I'm not even going to ask Gugu when he feels good about himself, because Cindy can talk about you on your behalf. Because
Cindy
says
today?
Cindy's back. Gugu, I feel like
Cindy.
Cindy's
like a regular.
We
hey?
Need to take a picture for the gays and for Cindy.
Well, this is a different Cindy to our Cindy from Ireland. This is a Cindy who's on Gugu's case, and I think she isn't joking here. We really need to take her seriously because she sends repeated messages.
Does she write to core@cliffcentral.com? Or is it .co.za?
.com.
Does she write to that?
Well, she's busy.
She on the panel?
She's
Wait,
busy
Damon,
sending
let's,
a lot
let's
of
hear this.
Messages about Gugu here. This morning's repeated messages are, morning guys, please help.
Oh, no.
I want Gugu in my life. Man's hot. Gug's on sign up. I'll do anything for you. Love, Cindy.
Gug's. I've never seen Gugu smile this hard.
Wow.
You're actually blushing.
He's even facing away because he's smiling so much.
You're turning a deep Googs, shade of maroon.
Googs, as a, can I just take you under my, can I take you under my wing for a moment?
Please do, Dan.
And shatter that myth and bring you down to earth.
Okay.
What myth?
As a radio veteran myself,
uh-huh.
Just be careful about that. Don't start meeting strange
people.
Yeah,
like Damon did, and then he married her.
No. She was never a listener. My wife never. She was never. She listened to. She was an SAFM listener when I met her.
Traitor.
So yeah. No, she had never heard of me. Believe it or not. No, look, she did Google me before we met, though.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she did. She started her own spreadsheet on you.
Wait, why do you discourage that?
Because there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Yeah.
Cindy sounds all alluring and sexy and young, but you don't know what she is.
Can I say? Months ago, I would have agreed with you, but now I actually think take up the opportunity while it lasts.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yes. Maybe I'm a bit schnorrer, but if someone offers you something for free, sure. They
Cindy will be in touch.
Want you to go on dates, go.
Really? Hey,
how long is this going to last?
Just approach with caution.
Jeez, I totally agree with you, Damon.
Yeah, send a buddy double maybe. Do you have like a cousin or something?
I mean, just looking at Tinder. in my 5FM heyday, mm-hmm. I'd go on a date and people would sit there and ask me about Gareth Cliff.
Oh, my yeah. God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No. And you knew nothing.
How many times have you got picked?
What?
How many times do you think someone is genuinely interested in you and they're wanting to get to know you?
They're into the celeb vibe.
Yeah, then you get the question, so how is he really?
Yeah, Futsak, he sucks. And I walk up.
Yeah, I do the same. Yeah. Like, he's a cunt.
He's got very nice tissues in his office, though. Full box. Thank you,
Gareth. Tissues for nasal issues.
I still think go with it, Google.
Yeah, Cindy will be in touch.
Cindy will take you out for dinner.
But how do we know she's for real? How do we know she's not, Damon?
But that's exactly what
about.
I'm saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying, man.
Guys, nobody, I just need to be more invested in this.
Nobody ever takes my
advice. You are the organizers, yeah, so maybe you set this up.
Well, I'm not getting involved more than I have to, but I'm
Google, you're on your own.
Yeah. I have Cindy's number. Well, I can put her on some apps. We find out her surname. We go into social media. We find out her profile.
Sia's basically got nothing. Like access to police records and things. Really.
This is nothing.
I'm glad I got you on.
No, you investigate.
Mm. Chris sent us a message. By the way, you can also do the same. 079-748-2090. Chris says, "Morning South Africa." Well,
morning South Africa.
Yeah,
sounds like a show on a TV.
Yeah,
TV.
They should do that. Like do a morning show called Good Morning South Africa.
They should do that. GMSA. Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning South Africa. Greetings from Port Louis, Mauritius. Just listen to Wednesday's show. We need more of God. All right. And then Cookie messaged us saying, oh fuck's sake, Damon's fucking ailments and annoying habits does not make an interesting content. Peace and love, Cookie.
Fair enough. I'll take the feedback.
No, we think so. So we'll stand up for you, Cookie. We'll stand up for you, Damon.
With a name like Cookie.
What? Cookie or Damon?
Hey. Let's not take it there. But Cookie also adds from yesterday, hello, Gareth. Well, we'll read it today. I love it when Gord comes. I listened to yesterday's podcast several times over. Please have him over more often. Quite frankly, he would be an amazing daily addition to the dynamic of the team. His humor is just fantastic. Gord can run away with himself sometimes, but he is entertaining. By the way, I'll be unhappy, very unhappy while you're away. Regards, Cookie. Okay.
I found... Is there any more abusive stuff? I find abusive stuff more interesting and more entertaining.
Who's this? Candace. Candace
is
says,
Is it abusive?
It's
got to be abusive.
I'm reading it as it comes. I bet Cindy is a fucking nutcase. Aye, Candace.
Do not say that about Cindy, Candace. Yes. What's wrong with you?
You don't know it just yet.
She's basically Gugu's girlfriend and you're offending him.
Then she continues saying, I agree with Leanne and Damon. She will stalk and kill you.
Oh, Sia the killer.
Okay. No, I don't think this is the case. And then who else adds? Nushka adds, I would like to sponsor a night out for Leanne and Damon for dinner and an overnight stay. See? couple's experience.
It's just not fucking funny. Okay?
Okay.
Do you think you'd survive, Leanne?
It's too much feedback for now.
Well, we're all
I know it's not my place. I know I'm a guest, but I think you're reading too much feedback.
No, go ahead. Yeah, one more.
This is good. Before we get into the news, Damon, I'll break it down format by format then.
Because are these people representative, really? So this is purely
representative of?
Of the general populace. This is very anecdotal.
They're representative of our listeners, and that's why we read it out.
What do they represent? What do they really represent? But anyway, okay.
All right, Dan.
What do I know?
Go ahead, Sia, go ahead.
Good points raised here. Michael Flex had a listener girlfriend.
Did he?
Was it? I'm struggling to remember whether she was a listener. Yes, she messaged us on WeChat back then. And then Michael took her number and started communicating through that. And they had a very successful relationship. Really? See?
Are they still together?
No.
No.
Okay, then it's unsuccessful.
Doesn't mean a successful relationship doesn't mean it lasts forever.
Yeah, okay.
It was successful.
In fact, it ran its natural course.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it was unsuccessful.
For a season, a reason, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All of those cliches. I think it's pronounced Hermine.
Hermione.
Well, it's H-E-R-M-I-E-N.
Well, it's just
I love when you guys think I'm wrong, but I'm actually right on something. Hermine says, screw the haters, I've always been a fan, Damon. That's all.
There you go. It's good to get feedback.
That's it. Oh,
do you mean positive feedback?
Yes.
Now?
No. That was just a joke. I was being ironic or whatever.
Look at you being swell and great. Okay, well, as Damon has put it then, I guess that's too much feedback for now.
Mm.
We'll move on to the five things that you need to know. Are you ready?
Five things that you need to know.
Yeah, five things you need to know this morning because it is No Politics Friday. We stay away from politics.
Oh, I forgot it's Friday.
Really? Did you need a moment to pause and register and think about that? I'm actually really looking forward to it. I've said this a couple of times before. One of the things I look forward to over weekends because one has to always be, you know, on top of news and what's happening in the world when you do a daily show. But what I'm looking forward to this weekend is not bothering with social media.
No, I'm obsessed. I always like to know what's going on.
I don't want to follow up on what Gavin Watson allegedly did or didn't do. I don't want to
know. I want to know whether they're gonna like do a demerit thing on Gavin Watson's driver's license or something like that.
I don't know.
Because there's nothing else they can do with him.
I'll catch up with all of that on Sunday night before the show. I don't want any of that right now. So let's get into it. Five things that you need to know this morning. No Politics Friday. Well, the first thing that you need to know, Apple sent out invitations yesterday to a 10th of September event at its Silicon Valley campus where it's expected to unveil a new generation iPhone. You know what this means, right?
That are these ones that we've got are going to stop working.
And then we instantly fall back in line and then we have pressure again to buy the new model because heaven forbid.
But then another Apple thing happened yesterday which didn't get much attention. Apple are going to supply Apple parts and all that stuff to non-Apple repair shops.
Oh.
They're going to start in America. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go all over the world. That's a big, big thing.
It is, because you always had to go to the iStore.
Yeah.
Or iFix, which I don't know, which is now called WeFix.
Are they like...
I don't know if they're
properly
legal.
Apple,
I don't know.
Yeah, licensed.
So now you can go to like Yevgeny, the guy in the hole in the wall there in Fordsburg or wherever, and he'll have the parts for you. And you don't have to, and it'll be a lot cheaper and easier.
Well, I think it's a long time coming.
No, I honestly, I didn't think it would ever happen. And the article that I read insinuated that the Apple are doing this because sales are down. Mm-hmm. They've lost quite a bit of market share in the last 2-3 years, and they want to this will increase their revenue by selling parts and also opening up a new market. Mm-hmm. They're gonna open up a new market that wasn't available before. People who couldn't afford Apple products.
Well, not to say as if I ever even knew him personally, and not to say that they're doing anything wrong or horrible currently, but I think with some of the things that Apple is doing now, I don't think Steve Jobs would have liked if he was still alive or ruling Apple. He wouldn't have made happen.
What you're saying is not a far-fetched, bizarre thing to come up with. There's been a lot of criticism. They say ever since Steve Jobs passed away, Apple have done nothing innovative since then.
Surely, though, he would have had rules and regulations written into his will or his work will.
No, well, it's a case of
he wanted the brand to continue.
I think it's about ideas. It's about innovation. So he couldn't have foreseen what his innovations were going to be.
And what the trends were going to be.
He's passed on and now what a creative, amazing brain is around to come up with ideas. Like, what other things do you want from a phone? And maybe Steve Jobs would have...
I want it to not be expensive. Yeah. Because 20,000 Rand for a phone is a little bit much.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't also call Steve Jobs elitist, but this is, you know, the guy who was very particular about building the Apple brand. Yeah. And I don't think he would have liked that now it's going to be readily available everywhere, even though it will be great for business.
Yeah, but not just Apple, but I think phones in general, correct me if I'm wrong, have got to the point now where I'm not going to, when I'm due for an upgrade on my phone, I'm probably not going to bother because how much better is the new phone going to really be? I don't need face recognition.
In other words, you've given up on life.
No, just I'm happy with this iPhone 8 that I got. I'll be happy with it for the next couple of years. I don't need to
get an
upgrade.
It's an improvement in the camera and the memory
and the speed.
Definitely. But those are things that I won't need. I'm happy with what I got right now. Yeah. These specifications, or specs, as they say, is good enough for me at this stage.
Look at you done with
but I think a lot of people think like me.
I mean, this is the guy I still haven't had the energy to get through that massive book of his. But this is the guy who...
What, the Bible? What? Which book?
Steve Jobs' book.
Oh, I didn't even know. Did he actually write a book?
That's right. It's the authorized biography.
Oh, I didn't even know about it.
Massive, massive, thick one.
Oh, okay. What is it called?
Steve Jobs.
Oh,
I think the authorized biography. You know, he's the guy who, I think they were already in pre-production of the MacBooks, and he didn't like the sound the power button made when they were already in pre-production, and he said, no, stop the production train and go back, and we need to fix the buttons. I mean, he didn't like the click of a button.
He also said he was trying to get phones made smaller when it was trendy to have a smaller phone. And the guys came into his office and said, okay, we've done it. We've made the smallest phone. And there was a fish tank in his office. He dropped the phone into the fish tank, and there were bubbles coming out of it. And he said, those bubbles mean that there's more space in there.
Okay, sure. I heard that story. I heard that story, but my version is that it was that's the iPod story. He did that with the iPod when they were doing the iPod. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, going back to the initial story, though. So, in its trademark tight-lip style, Apple disclosed little about what it plans to spotlight at their event. Now, for years, Apple has hosted these events in the fall or autumn to launch new iPhone models ahead of the Christmas holidays shopping season.
When is this announcement again?
The 10th of September.
Oh, that's around the corner.
So the introduction of faux iPhone 11 handsets would come as a global smartphone market tightens and Apple makes a priority of selling digital content and streaming services to fans of its hardware. So mark your calendars if you really are interested in that way.
You know, look, they might come up with, it might not necessarily be a phone thing. Mm-hmm. It could be an extra gadget. So like your iWatch and that. So maybe they're coming up with some, maybe the iWatch has got some advancement.
I don't think it will make much of a difference, if you ask me, quite frankly. Second story that you need to know this morning. This is a little bizarre, but I guess we have to go down this road. Police have opened an inquest docket after a human skeleton was found next to the N1 on the R300 off-ramp. This is happening in the Western Cape. Municipal workers were just minding their own business, cutting grass yesterday, and they discovered the skeleton then. Bellville police have removed the skeleton for further forensic analysis. The police's Frederick van Wyk said, at this stage, it cannot be established whether it was male or female. We've opened an inquest docket for further investigation.
Maybe they were just knocked over by a car.
But I mean, would you be knocked over and no fuss is could made be, over it?
Maybe if it was quite bushy at the time.
Could be gang related.
Could be gang related since it's Cape Town.
And how could they not know the sex? Because that's pretty easy. So the skeleton, mum, it must be in pieces and that.
Damon, how is it easy to spot with a skeleton? It's not a corpse, it's a skeleton.
To a qualified person, sorry, I should have added that. To a qualified person, you can tell quite easily.
How?
So a male skeleton, if you look at the pelvis.
Damon is, in other words, the qualified person.
Tell us more.
Okay, so there's certain... The areas of muscle attachment are more prominent in the male skeleton. The male skeleton is much more rough, especially like if you look at the pelvis. The female pelvis is a lot smoother, and that's the general thing. Mm. Yeah, that's the. And if you look at the pelvis, the female pelvis is wider. It's a bit wider in proportion to the whole skeleton. But what I said about the roughness and smoothness, that's the most obvious thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you equip me to go and play a game show.
You know what? Those 8 years trying to do 4 years of chiropractic studies really paid off.
For this moment,
it wasn't. It wasn't a total waste of time.
Game on the Backstreet Chiropractor.
Third story that you need to know this morning. Well, with the country's economy deteriorating daily, we know this, we hear this all the time. South Africa now has close to 3.6 million indigent households. This is according to Stats SA. So they released its non-financial census of municipalities yesterday, which shows ratepayers are struggling to survive. The report states the bulk of poor households receives water for free. Now, just more than 2.8 million South Africans receive free water services from municipalities. Free basic electricity is provided to just over 2 million indigent households. Now, the Stats SA report has revealed 1.8 million indigent households benefited from support provided for sanitation services, and 2.3 million received assistance for solid waste management and refuse removal. Gauteng, if you want to know, leads the way in the provision of free solar house systems, fitting more than 59,000 poor homes with the system. The Eastern Cape has almost doubled its rollout of solar systems from 18,500 to just more than 32,000. And the Western Cape has fitted just over 6,000 indigent homes with the system. Yeah, so, I mean...
Someone who's got that solar system contract, he's staging well.
Well, yeah, good for them. That's... A 10 and a half.
They just mustn't drive into a pillar on the highway. Just got to be, you know.
Don't mind.
It's all connected.
Let's keep up with some big law, or rather cases, that have grabbed our attention over the past couple of months. Fourth story that you need to know this morning. The case against the controversial leader of the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, Shepherd Bushiri.
Oh, you said that again? Enlightened?
Enlightened Gathering Church.
Enlightened
Christian Gathering
Enlightened Christian Gathering Church. I've never heard of that.
Well, you definitely know his name, Shepherd Bushiri.
Oh, wow. I've seen it written somewhere.
In the news over the past couple of months.
I've seen it written around.
Well, yes, the case against him and his wife Mary has been postponed to the 29th of November. Yes.
Sorry, I know I'm interrupting. What are they charged with again? Or is that still coming up?
There we go. It is coming
up. Oh, sorry. Carry on.
I did warn you guys. I mean,
it's human trafficking or something like that, eh?
Yeah, he'll tell us now. Sia, do you
okay,
want to
stop laughing?
Maybe if I carry on with the story, he'll know.
I'm sorry, I'm out of practice. I haven't done this for a long time. Sorry, carry on.
The premise of the five things you need to know is we quickly go through the five stories that people need
to
know.
I really apologize. I didn't realize.
And then once we finish the stories, then we can comment on them. Then we move on to another segment of the show.
I didn't realize that the context was going to come up. Sorry. Carry on.
All right. Let's pretend none of that happened.
Let's resume. Where were we?
The couple, this is Shepherd Bushiri and his wife, appeared briefly at the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Pretoria yesterday. Now, crowds were gathered outside the court in support of the pair. The pair were arrested back in Feb of this year and face fraud and money laundering charges.
Okay.
Fraud and money laundering.
They also face charges for contravening the Prevention of Organized Crime Act. The couple was granted 100,000 rands bail back in Feb.
So no human trafficking?
No. Where did you hear that from?
No. I think I just got that mixed up with somebody else.
Well, this is from Color. It's about you, Damon. Do you want to read it quickly?
Only if it's abusive.
It just fits into this. Color says, "Please, guys, don't believe a word Damon says. He knows nothing. In males, the jawbone," this is back to the skull and skeleton things, "the jawbone is generally larger and more pronounced, and the brow is taller. Male skeletons also generally have longer, thicker bones in the arms, legs, and fingers. In a female skeleton, the space between the two major pelvic bones must be able to accommodate a baby's head and shoulders during childbirth."
All that he's saying there is 100%
you
correct.
To us, damn,
I just wasn't going to bore everybody with every single thing. What I said was the most obvious stuff that you pick up straight away.
And then Cassandra also adds on that, saying the skull can also show if it's a woman or a man by looking at the brow and slope of the forehead. Thank you, True Crime Podcast.
What, Russ, I bring up everything?
Well, you're supposed to tell us the truth. Well.
No, whatever I said is also correct. There's lots of things you can say.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Everyone knows everything.
Huh. Leanne, how are you feeling?
I'm exhausted. I'm actually...
Do you almost wish that you ran out of petrol and didn't make it?
I wish I was stuck on the side of the highway in the traffic.
With your yellow thumb.
Yes.
I just wish I could have heard that whole story and why there was an oily rag in the car. Mm. But I really never got to hear that. I don't know why. Mm. Wonder why.
Okay, as you were.
Oh, now he wants to swiftly move past things. Last story that you need to know this morning. You know, let's just cover it. Let's see. Maybe this is going to spur another hashtag, but not just a hashtag, but actual action around this. But more than 50 people, including pregnant women and children, were abducted in a raid on a village in northwest Nigeria.
Pregnant children, jeez.
Pregnant women and children. Sorry, did I say pregnant children?
They were abducted, did you say?
Yes. More than 50 people were abducted in a raid on a village in northwest Nigeria. This is what some residents have told the media this week. The attack on Wurma Village, that's W-U-R-M-A, Wurma Village, or Wurma Village, in Katsina, northwest Nigeria, began around 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. Police pegged the number of those abducted at 15, but multiple residents have told the media that more were taken. One of the residents, whose two daughters were amongst those taken, have said that 100 bandits were shooting from all angles as they approached the village. They operated for about 3 hours with nobody to challenge them, they say. 7 residents and 1 man who was abducted but released by the attackers said at least 53 people were taken. So this number really fluctuates.
Okay, so they say bandits. They didn't say Boko Haram or anything like that.
I wonder what the motivation is.
Mm. Well, yeah, they say that at least 53 people were taken, including pregnant women, babies, and children. That's some residents terrible. Had already received ransom requests from the abductors.
Oh, there we go. So is it money-oriented?
The attackers also took sheep, goats, and food. They added, and in a statement, Katsina police said 15 women were abducted, but that 10 of them were freed unharmed following a gun battle with police.
Can you imagine people swooping in on your suburb and just...
snatching you.
Snatching you and your dogs.
You just really can't.
And all you got is your panic button.
Guys, this is happening. I don't know. I just feel bad about this.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. But it's happened before, and it'll happen again. It's terrible.
The official quote from the police says search parties have been dispatched into the surrounding bushes with a view to rescue the others. So, let's hopefully keep tabs on a story like this. It's a little morbid to leave the 5 things you need to know on this note, but...
Why don't you cheer us up? What did Donald Trump do the last 24 hours? He's always fun. Oh, you don't want to do politics on a Friday?
No, but can
because I? Because Trump is not
he
politics.
He doesn't count as politics.
It's not, yeah, exactly.
Well, can I bring up something in the U.S. presidential race? It's not really politics because I'm not even talking about, the particulars of what they're up to, but I just think this is really funny. Joe Biden, we know, is really strongly pushing his agenda to... run for
it looks
president.
Like he's the front runner for the Democrats at the moment.
Well, in the midst of everyone else, dotting their I's and crossing their T's and being very particular about what they say, Joe Biden has been stumbling on a lot of things.
It's been sounding like he's having a stroke.
Does he stutter and stuff?
I missed that. What did he do?
There are many incidences. That's the thing. He says things that are very odd. Here's a clip of him recently. He says, and I quote... He said he'd like to thank his long friend, time friend, who's a friend and has been a friend in and out of his public life.
And who is it?
Just
squint
and maybe try to figure out what he was trying to say.
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life.
Do you really know?
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend.
Oy vey.
He's just been a rapper or something.
So I'm assuming...
My long friend, time friend. Yeah. She's been a friend.
I'm assuming then he was just trying to simply say, my long-time friend, she's been a friend of mine in and out of public life. But then this was the result of it.
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life.
I start to look at him and I go, are you having a stroke?
Yeah. Is what? He smelling burnt toast?
Just out of interest. Who was it? Or is that not relevant?
Not relevant.
But just out of... Okay, it's not relevant, but I'm still curious.
Google it, Damon.
I'm going to Google it later.
Find
that out for
your own time.
That's not the point of it. And then here's another incident as well. I'm going to quote it, then we'll also play the clip. But he slipped up when he was speaking in Iowa. He said, poor kids are just as bright and are just as talented as white kids.
Yeah, that was about 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah,
this is a...
But that's classic.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, my word.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oy, oy, oy.
Wealthy kids, black kids.
And he's, oh, and he's the Democrats' front runner.
My word.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, he's just ruining things for himself.
Well, the thing is, Trump makes does multitudes of faux pas all the time, and he's still around. Well, so maybe you think Biden's maybe learning from Trump.
I think it's Biden's time.
Yeah.
No.
I like Elizabeth Warren, but she won't win. Shame.
Yeah, I think we have a good, solid next term with Trump, and then let's see after
Trump
that,
will
what
win
might happen.
With all the shenanigans and God knows what, he'll probably win.
Of course he will.
Yeah, he'll win.
Especially with the Russians helping out.
No, but just his support base don't care. They just love him no matter what.
Well, look at us probably getting into politics on a day we said it was no politics Friday.
Oh, Gareth's not sure. We won't tell him.
That's it. No, he's enjoying his time. He's having a great time already. So, yeah, this is what it will be like for the next week or so. We have a different bunch of people popping in and out of the show. We'll be changing some things around as well. Case in point this morning. We'll have our normal news from 7, but then George Meany will be coming in a little earlier at around 20 past 7 for his feed. Of the Auto Central Power Pod, because at 7:30 we have a special interview that I recorded earlier this week. It's with Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey has been in the country and got to spend some time with him. So yeah, we'll be airing that interview out at 7:30 this morning.
Damon has an opinion.
No, Steve Harvey. I was just going to ask something. Mm-hmm. Just remind me. What is Steve Harvey doing here again? I know I read about it, but I can't remember.
So he's the host of Family Feud in the United
States. Oh, and they're doing a Family Feud, yeah.
Yes. Well, he, in his words, he fell in love with Africa as a continent, but also...
Well, haven't we all?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're still here.
Exactly.
And on
lovely weather.
On top of that, which I think is, you know, very blunt and matter of fact, he saw Africa as untapped market to see how many people we have here that don't have, you know, a
family feud
and other business opportunities. He then decided to buy the licensing deal of Family Feud in the States. So he now owns the rights of Family Feud in Africa. And so he's kicking off a 2-year deal to produce and create and host Family Feud Ghana and Family Feud South Africa that he'll be hosting himself while he's in the country over the next couple of months and will air in the beginning of 2020.
So did you interview him?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that funny thing that was going around with that lady from ENCA? Something Jockus? She asked him this very, very long-winded question about youth unemployment in South Africa.
No, didn't see that.
Oh, my Lord. Her question was about 56 seconds long.
Oh, no.
And it was all about...
ENCA, you said.
ENCA, someone Jockich or whatever. And it's the long... And then they even leave out... They don't even include his answer because the main funny, weird thing was her question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she carried on and on about youth unemployment and... The final thing at the end was, what is your message to young South Africans? And then it cut off. They didn't give his answer. But he looked... I wonder what he was thinking. What is this woman carrying on about?
Well, look...
It was so strange.
I'm not even going to begin to criticize, because I think we had a bit of an unconventional conversation. And, well, if you know me, it's a little corny. But we got a little Oprah-esque talking about
Did you find it?
No, I tried. All I can search is ENCA Steve Harvey, because you can't remember the person's name. And Jocker something doesn't...
Jockers.
So we'll look for it during the song break and we can see if we
find
it.
And then they kept on referring to him as U.S. comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that.
He started in stand-up.
No, but I didn't know that. I've always regarded him as a talk show host, and these guys that do all these pageants. I didn't realize that he was a... when was the last time he did stand-up comedy?
Well, the last time officially that he did stand-up comedy was 2012. And look who still knows the information from the interview prep.
Okay, because I was going to say, was he back in the day with Bill Cosby? Like, how far back does he go?
I think this is a case of what someone means to someone else based on the generation and whatnot.
Okay.
Like, it's weird that this is the example I think of. But for you, if I mention the name George Michael, you think the Wham singer. If someone mentions George Michael to me, the first thing I think of is the dude who had sex in public toilets first. It's just okay. Like what you...
Your context.
Yeah, your context thereof. But Steve Harvey started off back in the 80s as a stand-up comic. You know, in the early 90s, he was earning well into the multi-millions. He even had one of his comedy tours in the early 90s.
He doesn't even have to say...
Directed by Spike Lee.
He doesn't have to say anything. His facial expressions are just... Gold.
Well, the moustache does more of the talking as well. Yeah. So
just that it seems like him and Ryan Seacrest, they just do everything in America.
Mm.
Like they're the stand two guys. They just win.
Like when you have an event. Oh, yeah. Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
There was a point.
Talk, let's do a game show, Steve Harvey.
A couple of years ago, actually, there was a point where he was on TV 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Doing some Ryan type
Seacrest
of show,
is almost the same. He's got like 4 or 5 different jobs.
Mm.
But I saw the funniest George Michael thing. You guys, the Ricky Gervais series, Extras.
Yeah.
Oh my lord, you've got to look it up on Netflix.
Oh, I love it.
The scene with George Michael where there's a park bench where he knows this gay man.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? This is a place to pick up gay men. And George Michael arrives. Like, it's brilliant. Because he doesn't take, he actually was laughing at himself.
Yeah, because it stars himself.
Yes, it's brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, George.
No, I haven't I definitely will.
Extras. Okay. You need to go. Yeah, put that down.
That's brilliant.
It's compulsory.
Yeah.
I got the finger in my face. Of
Derek.
Course,
no, Derek, not so much. That didn't grab me. But Extras. Huh.
Okay.
You got Netflix?
Yeah.
There you go. That's your homework.
There's so much going on.
You don't have to watch Friends, but Extras. Because there's only 2 seasons.
As.
No, that's Ricky Gervais. No, Ricky Gervais. That's what he does. He only does 2 seasons of his shows, and each season is only like 6 episodes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we're just about to go into some news a little after this. George coming in, and then we'll go to that Steve Harvey interview. But before, Damon, are you braced then? Let's also go to some messages. Do we have your approval to go to some messages?
I just feel I like messages, but I think in small doses, but that's just my opinion.
Okay.
What do I know?
We'll still carry on and do messages. Wendell.
That's how I feel about you, Damon.
Wendell says, look up the original Kings of Comedy. He's pretty good in that.
Oh, actually, yes.
Yes, that's it. That's the
Steve Harvey.
That's proper old school Steve Harvey there. Someone else also adds onto it. Who is that? Terrell says, yeah, please watch Kings of Comedy. Amazing. Yeah, that's it.
Any abuse?
Roxanne says, not sure of the spelling of her surname, but her name is Heidi. This is the
Giokos.
ENCA.
Giokos.
Yes, that's the ENCA reporter.
Giokos.
Now, her sister is on CNN.
Really?
So it's all in the family. And I think they've got a third sister, I stand corrected, that's also in the media business. I could be wrong about that.
Just Playing says the real reason Steve is here, Damon, is because he's no longer relevant in America.
That's actually not true.
Yeah,
he's all over the place in America.
Shade.
He's all over the place in America. Sorry.
Brendan says, Sia, stop saying crossing I's and dotting their T's.
You said it once
this
morning.
You said a lot.
Yeah, you said it twice on Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah,
the criticism. Oh, the criticism.
He just adds it in there.
Do you know what I love, Damon? These two were so quick to bring up references. No, you said it at 7:48. You also said it. Okay.
Come up with another thing for dotting the R's.
Maybe
across
let me use another cliche from next week.
Let me come up with one for you.
Okay. Brendan also adds, saying, if Gugu is going to go on a date with Cindy, then he must take Sia with to keep an eye out. Sia can sit in a neighbor restaurant and keep a lookout for Gugu.
Yeah, grab a panic button or something. Take it with you, because I don't believe you can fight.
You don't need a third wheel.
No, I do need protection of some sort.
Sia's protection. What is he going to do with his lip pass bomb?
Dot your I's and cross your T's. You know what I'm saying?
Right? What great support this morning. Do you want some criticism, Damon?
I like abuse.
Okay. I think his name is Naba. Naba says, this Damon guy is fucking annoying. Can you not fucking shut up for 1 second?
Wow.
No, he can't, Naba.
He can't. So we've tried. But yeah.
Naba. I'm sorry, Naba. I'm out of practice. You know, it's difficult. You know, you do this once in a blue moon and you get all excited.
You get excited.
You
yeah,
get all excited.
I can tell.
Yeah. It's like a dog at the SPCA. Yeah. When
also, it was a long drive, yeah, about 12 kilometers.
I think I was mid-sentence.
Oh, sorry.
I think I was telling a story.
Sorry, carry on.
Never mind.
No, I feel bad. I feel terrible. Carry on. Sorry.
You should feel terrible, Sam. It's about time.
Sorry, carry on.
No, the moment's passed.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be like that. Don't be like that, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.